this, and yet, in the checklisted childhood, we absolve our kids of doing the work of chores around the house. And then they end up as young adults in the workplace, still waiting for a checklist. But it doesn't exist. And more importantly, lacking the impulse, the instinct to roll up their sleeves and pitch in and look around and wonder, how can I be useful to my colleagues? How can I anticipate a few steps ahead to what my boss might need? A second very important finding from the Harvard Grant study said that happiness in life comes from love. Not love of work, love of humans. Our spouse, our partner, our friends, our family. So childhood needs to teach our kids how to love, and they can't love others if they don't first love themselves, and they won't love themselves if we can't offer them unconditional love. Right. And so, instead of being obsessed with grades and scores when they come home, when our precious offspring come home from school or we come home from work, we need to close our technology, put away our phones, and look them in the eye and let them see the joy that fills our faces when we see our child for the first time in a few hours. And then we have to say, how was your day? What did you like about today? And when your teenage daughter says lunch, like mine did, and I want to hear about the math test, not lunch, you have to still take an interest in lunch. You got to say, what was great about lunch today? They need to know they matter to us as humans, not because of their GPA.